Girls.
I'm Sina.
I'm Danielle.
We want to focus on television and movies in particular.
Yes. Disclaimer that we are in no way film experts. A deep, like, dive. Be quiet.
Well,
I'm yelling.
Back me up on this one.
Hey, you're listening to
Two Girls Watch TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Girls Watch TV. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Stina. And this is episode 201.
Yes, this is episode 201. So do I technically make this season three? Are we on to our third season?
I don't know what seasons. It's like we're in seasons for years.
We're going to make this season three, episode one. Why not?
Okay. Fair. So we have some information that we need to share based on, this is round three of our, as Danielle puts it, Christmas shootout.
I don't know why I turned it into a Christmas shootout.
I don't know.
Showdown wasn't sticking in my head. Shootout. Shootout one. Mostly because I like the gun.
Yes, that's exactly, now we do it every time we say it.
Yeah.
As I was putting together, like, the promo for it, I was like, I don't know if I should write Christmas Shootout.
Yeah, that's a little questionable.
So that's why it's called the Holiday Showdown. It's the closest thing that I could get. So I won round one, yes, as we all know, because it was the Holiday versus Elf. Mm-hmm. Danielle won round two, which was...
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
And...
What did we watch?
It's a Wonderful Life. Sorry. I think I need more coffee. So round three, my pick was The Nightmare Before Christmas. Danielle's pick was
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
I was winning the entire race. And I was like, I don't know how to tell her this. I'll just put this to bed. And then Danielle texts me and she goes, we have a problem. And then I get a screenshot of her score at 50-50. And I was like, oh, whatever. It won't be the same on the other accounts. And I was right, but I was wrong because I was no longer winning. And then one of our accounts, I lost by a landslide.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it was my account. I think it was the two girls account. I don't think my followers would betray me as such, even though they didn't know which one was mine. But I think the final score was like 23-29.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tight.
And also, this was the most amount of votes that we've had for all of them.
Yeah, there it was. It was.
So
I like this. This was a good formula we did this year.
I think so too. Listen, things just come to me.
In a vision.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Danielle is declared temporarily, or 2023's Queen of Christmas.
This is me taking my crown. I am the Christmas queen. Christmas queen. I'll let this power go to my head completely.
So I want to do this again. Like, I've thought of different ways to, like, go about this next year to get, like, people involved in more than just the voting. Mm-hmm. Thinking we could set up some teams.
Teams?
Oh, yeah.
Red team and the green team?
Like, you have your people. Your people call my people.
Oh, okay.
Your people suggest movies for you. My people suggest movies for me. We pick movies from their movies, and those movies go to town.
Ooh.
So it's like Team Stina, Team Dan, team.
Team.
Teams.
Okay.
You need to watch IT Crowd, because that will make more sense.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It's really good. Have you seen it? Oh, hello, everyone. If you're wondering who I just talked to, we... That was my pivot. We have a special guest with us today. Doctor?
It doesn't, no.
Okay. I'll put it. Lisa Sisler.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
So Lisa teaches English, and she's a poet, and she's written a memoir, and she's writing more things. And you've been on podcasts before, right?
No, this is my first
podcast. And this is her first podcast.
Huzzah.
So Lisa's here with us. She watched him up at Christmas Carol with me last night, and she's going to chime in her thoughts as well.
Perfect.
So I don't know if you're familiar with our formula, but the first half of the what we're about to do is we'll go over like where to stream it, awards, and we go over like a recap of the characters, the climax and the ending. And then the second part is more, much more opinionated.
Yeah.
But if you have anything you'd like to share in the beginning,
I will jump in.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
If you need to fact check us, please do.
Yeah, we're always fucking things up. There was this one episode where I was like, we need to have like a quick fixes for like the next episode. Because when I listen back, I'm like, that's wrong. I'm not sure about, that's questionable. It is what it is. We're doing our best.
Exactly. We're hanging by a moment here with you guys.
We've learned to just always say, don't quote me on this. Yeah. And then that cures everything. That's good.
We didn't check this. And then it's like, sometimes it'll just get really quiet because we're all just panic. Christy and I are both panic Googling something.
Mm-hmm. Or with this computer, you'll just hear me on the tip taps, but I specifically bought a silicone like cover for my new computer so that you don't hear me like
panic Googling
searching in real time.
Yeah. Let me fact check this really quick. Let's see what Google has to say about this.
I'm sorry, on a side note, have you looked like a Dark Lord this whole time? Or
no,
did you
I just put my hood up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's like something's different.
Something's different. It's the hood that I just put up over my head.
We also go off the rails.
All the time. Who needs to stay on track? Stay on topic?
It's an option.
My favorite teachers in school were the ones that you could easily get off topic. And then they're like, no, we gotta learn math. And it's like, but what were your thoughts on this?
This is more interesting.
Yeah. I know I can get you talking about this subject rather than math.
Also, can you hear us okay, by the way? We did not do a sound check.
No, you're fine.
Okay. So I watched this on Amazon. Dan, how did you watch?
I watched this on Hulu. It's also on Disney Plus. And I will tell you that once I got my Disney Plus membership, the first time I'm like scrolling through their library, you remember the first time you scrolled through Disney Plus's library and you're like, oh my God, they have everything. And I saw Muppets Christmas Carol. I lost my mind. I was like, it's on here. I think it was the middle of summer. I'm like, we should watch it. I didn't, but I wanted to.
Well, so I didn't know that Disney owned the Muppets.
They probably bought out their contracts.
I think they did. I also Googled this last night while you were asleep because I have had this age-old question forever, and I'm going to bring it on here just in case anybody else has had this age-old question. I keep fucking up what characters are on Sesame Street and what characters are Muppets, and I remember there being some sort of crossover, and I was right.
They're both Jim Henson Productions. Crossover.
Kermit the Frog was in season one. And then he retired from Sesame Street. This was all Googled things that I looked up. And I think his name is Jim Henson.
Yeah.
He created both of them.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I think he created Fraggle Rock.
Oh, really?
I think that was Jim Henson, too. Okay. I'll Google.
Lisa's the Google.
Now Lisa's panic Googling. We got her doing it.
But she's doing it on her phone. So you won't hear like...
Yeah, that makes... You know what? If he did create Fraggle Rock, that makes sense because there you can see the crossover where, like, some of the Muppets also look like some of the Sesame Street characters, also look like the Fraggle Rock characters. They all kind of look this. They're all the same kind of fuzzy. Like, he definitely gets his fabrics from the same place.
Yes, he is Jim Henson in Fraggle Rock as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine just making your money in puppets. You're like, you know what? We're going to do puppets, but we're going to call them Muppets. How about that?
I feel like it's genius, and I'm not really sure how it happened.
It is pretty genius. And especially, like, now looking at out of a 2023 lens, there is a YouTube channel called Nanalan. Have you seen this or heard of this? You know the memes going around the internet where it's like, you're feeling kind of sad?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
Now, that's, again, just a complete, like, puppet show that's on YouTube. And it's gained all this traction now because it became a meme. And now I'm sure they have thousands of views.
Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I sing it now, it's going to show up on all of our phones. But... when you're scrolling through, if you see a puppet going, who's that beautiful girl? Could she be any cuter?
It's like a puppet show about like a grandma and her granddaughter. And like she's always singing and the granddaughter is like, I don't know, maybe a toddler, like two or something. So on YouTube, it's like a show for kids, but ripping off the Muppets, ripping off Jim Hansen directly.
Yeah, same kind of fuzzy.
Same kind of
felt. Can that be the parentheses?
Same kind of fuzzy.
There are other ways to watch this, but I can tell you can't watch it on HBO and you can't watch it on Netflix.
No,
but
you can dust off Hulu, the old VHS and throw it in the VCR if you still have that.
That's true.
In your parents' basement.
That was an antiquated statement that you just made. What was the, when you watched it on Hulu, were you able to watch it on Hulu because you have Disney Plus? Was it like the super subscription?
I have Hulu Live. So when you sign up for that, you also get Disney Plus. So I had the duo. Those two are linked to me or linked for me.
They always get you. It's always a pain in the ass.
I also have Showtime through Hulu too. I got the trio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes HBO, it'll be like an HBO hookup to
an add-on. The Disney Plus thing was not an add-on. It was more like, we'll just give this to you. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks.
Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, Hulu is just like a hub at this point.
Yeah. It Disney Plus subscriptions are not hard to come by, just like Apple TV subscriptions are not hard to come by. I just joined AMC. I bought movie tickets last night. And they're like, oh, you get free Apple TV subscription. I'm like, they're really just handing that out.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, like, I think a free,
I want one.
A free week or something like that.
Oh, it's only a week.
Something like
you
that.
You can get that without
free trial. Yeah.
Buying tickets.
Yeah.
I thought they gave you a year for buying movie tickets.
No, I already have it anyway.
I do too. I never deleted it after Ted Lasso. Actually, after we watched the Muppets last night, we started to watch Spirited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Keep with the Christmas Carol theme.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, don't do too much of that because she didn't hear the big plot in the
Spirited. It's Spirited? Okay.
Well, you know it's the Christmas Carol-esque yes. thing, but there's something that would be revealed like probably about halfway through.
Okay.
That we won't tell you.
Okay.
Danielle, what are the awards of the Muppet Christmas Carol?
I mean, not too many. I did see a Grammy nomination. The only thing I saw online was a Grammy nomination for like Best Kids Soundtrack or something like that.
Okay.
Which didn't know was an option at the Grammys, but apparently it is.
They keep making shit up.
Of course.
What's the new thing that we saw in the Emmys? It was like...
No, the Golden Globes. It was like a cinematic box office achievement. Like the highest grossing film, basically.
This is so they can give Barbie an award.
Mm-hmm.
And then Best Stand-Up.
No, Best Stand-Up has always been a thing.
It was?
I think so.
I thought it was like Best Variety Show. Oh, wait, is that... I might be mixing up my award shows.
I think you're thinking of Emmys.
Emmys, okay.
Golden Globes.
Okay. Yours is brand new. So they can give Barbie an award.
I think they're giving Taylor Swift.
You think that brought in more money than Barbie?
Yes.
Interesting. Barbie. We could probably very easily find this out, but I'm not going to because it has nothing to do with the Muppets, and we're just going to walk around and see it.
We'll see how that unfolds later at the Golden Globes.
To be continued. All right. I didn't really do a lot for this summary. It's pretty short.
I mean...
The classic Charles Dickens tale of A Christmas Story with Scrooge and three ghosts of wisdom told with a Muppet twist.
All right, so our character list. We got Charles Dickens, a.k.a. Gonzo, voiced by David Goles. Goles? Goles? We'll go with Goles. Rizzo the Rat, voiced by Steve Whitemire. Then there's Bob Cratchit, played by Kermit the Frog, also voiced by Steve Whitemire. Mrs. Cratchit is played by Miss Piggy. Wow, I cannot speak this morning. Miss Piggy, who is voiced by Frank Oz. Tiny Tim is voiced by Jerry Nelson. Jacob and Robert Marley are played by Statler and Waldorf, who are voiced by Dave Bowles and Jerry Nelson. The Ghost of Christmas Past is William Todd Jones. The Ghost of Christmas Present is Jerry Nelson. And the voice of Christmas Yet to Come is no one, because he is scary and terrifying. So, let's get into our climax. Mr. Dickens and Rizzo take their leave until the finale as the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come arrives. He shows Scrooge his death, the townspeople fighting over whatever they can steal from his house, and no one wanting to go to his funeral. We also see that Tiny Tim has passed and has brought down a once joyous Cratchit household. Scrooge begs the spirit of Christmas Yet to Come to bring him back to the present. He wants to work to change his potential future he is on the path to. He wakes up in his bed on Christmas morning and prepares to change his way immediately.
Once Scrooge is given a second chance at life and the spirit of Christmas leaves him crying alone, he swore to change from here on out and live his life in the past, present, and future on behalf of his previous partners. He asked the lone caroler to purchase a giant turkey and paid him handsomely. He made a generous donation to the people he shoved off earlier. He sang a carol, and he did many a good deed for the community. He brought his nephew presents and good tidings. He also brought the turkey dinner to Bob Cratchit's house, and also Tiny Tim did not die. And everybody was happy and filled with the Christmas spirit for years to come.
Excellent use of the word good tidings.
Thank you.
We got to throw that out more often.
Well, tis the season.
Tis the season.
Till and until February, we can say. February?
February.
Hello, sir. I'm bringing good tidings. So I'm going to walk into rooms now. Say that.
Good tidings to ye all. That was a little.
To ye all?
I don't know. That sounded more like yeehaw as opposed to ye all. It didn't make sense.
It's all right.
I just realized you're drinking out of a Fiddler on the Roof mug.
I am. It says L'chaim on the other side. Sorry, I looked at my, while you were doing, I heard everything that you said.
I saw you refreshing all the coffees. I started talking really slow at one point because I'm like, oh, she's not going to be done.
It's like we do the thing, nobody knows the thing, and then we own up to the thing because
exactly.
We're good Catholic girls.
Because we're so guilty. We have to tell you everything.
It's true. Okay. We're moving into
ratings. What did IMDb rate this?
So IMDb rated it a 7.8. This is what I was typing while we were watching. 7.8 out of 10 on Metacritic. The Metascore was a 64 and the user score was an 8.2.
So the critics on Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 77% and the audience gave it an 86%. So high scores all the way around for A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay. So the review I found actually doesn't have a rating.
Okay. But is it a bad review and am I going to be mad?
No.
Okay, good. No. I will say it was very hard to find a bad review for this movie.
It was, although I do have my lows.
Okay.
And we will go over them together. And if you have any, throw them in there. Okay.
All right. A little.
Okay. So it's titled Not Just for Kids. This is from 2001 because I just read, I recently rented this movie and I was like, you can't do that anymore. Well, I guess you can because we rented it through Amazon. But anyway, yes, I spent $3.84 on this movie.
When you could have just watched it on Disney Plus for free.
I don't remember if I have it.
You could have called me and I would have given you my login.
All right. Now I know.
Well, now you know.
For next time. I recently rented this movie for my young son. I never imagined that I'd end up liking it more than he does. If you can get past the fact that most of the cast are Muppets, it's actually a terrific version of A Christmas Carol. Michael Caine makes a fine Scrooge, one of the best I've ever seen, in fact. I usually hate musicals, but all of the songs in this film are great. And the girl who plays Belle, this girl can sing. The comedy is mostly provided by Gonzo narrating as Charles Dickens and sidekick Rizzo the Rat. The humor is truly funny and appropriately placed. Notice how a very good reason is created for Gonzo and Rizzo to exit during the serious Christmas yet to come portion. This is truly one of those movies for the young and old alike, though it will probably go over the heads of very young children. But anyone who generally likes A Christmas Carol should like this version of it.
I am realizing when I did the character list, I completely forgot to mention Ebenezer Scrooge. I guess my notes were like scrolled down a little bit farther. Ebenezer Scrooge is played by Michael Caine.
I started with
Charles Dickens, Gonzo. I went right into the Muppets.
Did you say Michael Caine?
Mm-mm, not yet.
No. Oh my God.
You know, just the main character of the movie. The one who's acting his heart out in this movie. Completely.
He got all the fuzzies out, so.
Breezed right over him.
I guess that counts. What was your review?
Okay, so this is a 4.5 out of 5-star review. Over 30 years old and still one of my favorite incarnations of the classic Christmas story by Charles Dickens, directed by Brian Henson. At first, he was very hesitant to do it after Jim's unfortunate passing in 1990, but it succeeded, grossing $27.2 million from a $12 million budget. I remember renting it a lot on VHS as a kid, so this is also a very old-fashioned statement to say these days. Where'd I go?
I rented the VHS at Blockbuster, period.
Exactly.
Something you'll never hear again.
It's a very lovable adaptation featuring those colorful Jim Henson puppets. The story and characters are pretty much the same from the original story. The Muppets add some more flavor to it. Michael Caine plays Ebenezer Scrooge, the man we know, of course, who hates Christmas and only loves being greedy. Mind you, my review doesn't have a single period in it, so that's why I feel like I'm trying to figure out where the periods are supposed to go.
You're adding the stops.
You're trying to. The sets are creative and the atmosphere, the three ghosts, are pretty cool, and I love how Gonzo and Rizzo constantly liven the tension, breaking the fourth wall. They go all the way, even showing Tiny Tim's passing at one point, so the filmmakers don't shy away showing the dark, depressing nature of Dickens' writing. Kermit does wonders as Bob Cratchit. Some might not like Caine as he has awkward line readings, the singing isn't very good on his part, and the songs are too brief to leave an impact. But many stuff is funny, like Fozzie Bear's hilarious part during the flashbacks. The kids will love the Muppets, and the adults will enjoy the joke simultaneously. A flawed but worthy adaptation that is required holiday viewing yearly. That's it.
Okay. I have to disagree. I really think that Michael Caine was good.
Gave a by-the-book stage performance of Ebenezer Scrooge. Yes, he did.
Yeah. I really thought he was fantastic, especially in terms of, like, I mean, there were times we were watching and I was like, oh, my God, he's, like, acting. He's working with, like, puppets and he's, like, is acting, like, almost crying. I think, like, I don't know. It just seemed like he was giving, like, everything to, you know,
also
not really working with humans. There's not a whole lot to go off of, I guess is my point, in terms of like emotion and feeling and like bouncing around that energy.
Oh, I agree 1000%. But also think like he's doing all of that while they're like men crouched and moving around puppets. Like, how do you not die laughing at that?
I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. It's like this tear-jerking scene. It's like, ah, ah, ah. Good point. Do you want to officially move into highs and lows?
Yes, let's.
Okay. So in this section, we go over what we liked and what we didn't like. Do you want to go first or do you want us to go?
You guys go.
Okay. I'm going to tell you my favorite part.
Go ahead.
And you. Probably already going to know what it is.
I may have it listed here. Go.
It is in the beginning when Ebenezer Scrooge is yelling at all of his employees and they're begging him to put the heat on to waste a little more coal. And he yells at them because they could either be warm or they could not have jobs. And he screams at all of them. And then they flip into island wear.
This is my island in the sun. Yep. It is equivalent to the Lion King. What do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula? Same joke.
Those moments will never get old for me. But more specifically, we had a little bit, I did, yes, think about that, but at least in The Lion King, you have like that connector, that transition when Timon like kind of makes that sarcastic statement and then it actually happens. There's no transition here. They're like, ah. Just,
yeah, like, it jumps from Michael Caine yelling on the unemployment line. This is my island.
This is one of those moments where, and I love when these happen, because as a kid, you're just kind of like looking like, oh, look, they changed costume. But as an adult, I feel like you can really appreciate that joke so much more. And I've always loved this balance of like, it's like fun for the whole family kind of things. Like no person feels like they have to watch this, like there's nothing catered to them. I love these family movies that are really catered for kind of like generations to actually enjoy.
Yeah,
and that was one of those moments for me.
May I tell you my favorite character?
Absolutely.
Do you want to take a guess who my favorite character in this entire movie is?
Rizzo the Rat.
Oh yes, it is. I love Rizzo ever since I was a little kid. I remember being a little kid watching this VHS. And I would rewind the light the lamp, not the rat scene, at least 25 times in a sitting.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. I was expecting you to say the thing about the fruit being fake. I almost put my coffee all over my computer.
Light the lamp, not the rat. Oh my God. That killed me. Still to this day kills me. I also like in the beginning when, like, Gonzo grabs him to, like, wipe the window and he's like, thank you for making me a part of this. Oh. Also when Gonzo gets, like, knocked off, I forget what, you know what, they're in the carriage and it's when the ghost of Christmas past is first coming and, like, the carriage runs away and Gonzo and Rizzo go flying off the back of it and Gonzo's, like, passed out. And he just goes, Gonzo, I mean Mr. Dickens, Charlie, are you hurt? That gets me.
Their rapport is very, very
so
good.
Funny. I am here to tell the story and I am here for the food. Like they're the way those two feed off of each other is so, so funny. And also just makes for great, like, obviously I learned the word dramatic emphasis from this movie by those two saying it. I think that they play off each other. They're great comic relief. And also I love that they're always breaking the fourth wall. They're just talking directly to the audience. Like this is getting kind of dark. Should we be worried about the kids in the audience?
Well, they break the fourth wall right in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I you know what? I kind of like how overly obvious it is. Because first of all, they're puppets, so they're kind of dead in the eyes, right? You want to talk about it like that.
Yeah,
again.
They don't blink.
They don't blink, right, exactly. So I feel like that first one needs to be that obvious so that you can kind of like adjust your brain, right? And then like the best part about that is for kids, because it was so obvious the first time, it's easy to pick up times after that. And I feel like you're really teaching kids how to understand without even knowing breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. And then it also gets like reinstated when they're in Ebenezer's schoolhouse and I forget what the eagle's name is, Sam. He's talking about it is the American way. And Gonzo whispers in his ear, he's like, Sam, oh, it is the British way.
Good point. Do you want to go over other eyes?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
I mean, did you like the music?
Oh, yeah.
The music gets stuck in my head. I was on the phone with my boss and I caught myself humming, it's in the singing of the street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire.
How did your boss respond to that?
I was just humming it, and then I was like, I need to stop. But it just gets stuck in your head. It's so good, and it's so funny. Like, even the vegetables don't like him.
We saw that. I was like, even the vegetables are singing.
My mother said, never eat singing fruit.
Well, I think I looked at you and I was like, the eggplant has teeth. Did you have a favorite moment?
I really like when Miss Piggy, I like Miss Piggy at the end. Like, usually she's kind of bawdy anyway, but when Scrooge comes back, mm-hmm. she's ready to beat him up before firing.
What is it? It's like, and I'm going to give you a raise. Oh, and I'm going to raise you off this pavement. No,
Miss Piggy. The banter is fantastic.
She does a great job. I also love that anytime you see Miss Piggy, even though she's wearing like a different outfit of some sort, she always has her pink gloves on. She will always have pink satin gloves.
Yep.
And eyeshadow.
And eyeshadow.
She would never be caught dead without her makeup.
She is the diva of the Muppet world.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I also love that little bunny that's the lone caroler. Like, it tugs at your heartstrings when you see him wrapped up in the newspaper shivering. And then you...
Yes!
I started dying laughing where they were like... And he took off like a rocket and he just runs through Gonzo and Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. So good. It's so cute. Arguably the cutest Muppet.
He really is. He's so cute. I felt terrible. I was sitting here and I'm like, it's a fucking puppet. And I'm almost crying.
I feel so bad for it. He just wants to sing and try to make a little money. And then the Mises, the little mice with their little cheese in the crack in the wall. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Okay. Hit me with your lows. Come on, Christina. Give them to me.
If I have. Well, I also said that I really like the relationship between Rizzo the Rat and Gonzo, or Dickens.
Dickens. Jolly, your heart.
Okay, so I get... all right. The Ghost of Christmas Past is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
This needed to be a Muppet.
The white, like, kind of ghosty thing?
I don't even know what in the actual CGI bullshit I watched.
Do you mean CGI?
What did I say?
CEI? I don't know what CEI is.
What's CEI?
I don't know.
Is that, like, a style guide? Where am I getting this from?
I
have no idea what it is. I have no idea what it is. I don't even know if CGI existed in the early 90s, to be honest with you. But
a probably just like really beta form of it, and that's why how we got the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Okay, so this is what I wrote. This CGI bullshit is somehow simultaneously better and worse than the first Quidditch game in Harry Potter.
Whew. Whew. I mean, yeah, also like probably what, 10 years difference between both movies?
Yeah, so I don't really know who I'm insulting, but I'd like for it to be everyone.
Okay.
Because every time that when it talked, when it moved, I was like,
I
don't know what it was. It just freaked me the fuck out.
I would say that probably the most normal of the ghosts was Ghost of Christmas Present.
Oh, yeah. But I don't remember. I wonder if it's a Muppet thing. I think I said this last night. He got so old so fast. Is that the original Dickens?
Where the Ghost of Christmas Present
like the Muppet
ages?
Takeover. Like his hair, it's like the same scene and he's instantly gray. I kind of wish I saw him going gray over a period of time.
You do.
You do?
Yeah. I've watched it enough times. You do. You catch it. Because it's the idea that like his life is for only that day. So at the beginning, he's young and then, you know, he ages throughout the day.
Got it. You're not freaked out by that ghost?
I've
of
been
Christmas
watching before? That ghost since I was actually younger than five. Probably since I was like 3 or 4 years old. So no.
That ghost never freaked you out?
No. Of all the things that freaked me out when I was younger, that guy with the candy from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the bear scene from The Fox and the Hound, like those are moments where I would have to leave the room. Ghost never freaked me out. Because it looked like a doll, in my opinion. Like, and I had a lot of, like, porcelain dolls growing up. So I was just like, yeah, it's fine.
Doesn't make any sense.
I never watched horror movies. Like, I feel like once you watch, scary movies, then you can understand why that doll is, or why the Ghost of Christmas Past is so scary. But as a kid, you're like, ah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
I like it. I don't like it, but okay. I just think it could have been a Muppet, and I was trying to figure out what Muppet it could have been, but honestly, what's the bunny's name again?
The bunny? I actually don't know what the bunny's name is.
Forget. The Caroler.
Yeah.
I like that scene, but he might have made a good Ghost of Christmas Past.
He could have.
Mm-hmm. Because he has, like, that childlike nature.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, the thing, I can't handle it. I also feel like, I don't remember the Ghost of Christmas Past being, like mysterious and, like,
a grim reaper? Oh, no. A Christmas present.
No, that doll is kind of, like, a little bit mysterious and kind of freaky.
I don't remember what it is originally. I feel like it's, I don't know. But it makes sense in my mind for it to be a ghost. It's like the ghosts of the past, like, it clicks. Mm-hmm.
But even the ghosts of Christmas Yet to Come, they could have used Uncle Deadly.
Who is that?
He's a Muppet.
Oh, he's a Muppet?
Google him. Uncle Deadly.
Yeah, because the Christmas Yet to Come, I would argue, is a lot scarier than Christmas Past.
Well, that's the point, right? Yeah. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, terrifying.
He's pointing at graves.
He has no lines. He just points.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, like, the whole thing with the hood, and it's like the Grim Reaper, but it would be interesting if, like, the hood came off and you saw Uncle Deadly. Do you know Uncle Deadly?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes. Okay. Google. I know exactly who that is.
Let's Google him. He's
that guy.
He's creepy enough, right? I think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if the hood came off or something and you saw that face.
Because he's kind of creepy.
Scary enough, yeah, I think. Yeah. I feel like it should have been Muppets through and through.
Okay. We'll have to get a hold of Brian Hansen. Is he still alive? Oh, okay, now this is how we panic Google the entire...
Panic Google. I will, while you're panic Googling...
Thank you.
I will say, Tiny Tim didn't get to say his full line. He said, God bless us, and then Scrooge said, God bless us, everyone.
Oh, how dare he?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Hansen is still alive. Henson, excuse me. 60 years old. Okay.
God bless.
What?
God bless.
Okay. Here's a big question I have for you. And this is Milo. In the version that you watched, in the past, when
did we watch the same version? You made it sound like we didn't watch the same version.
Hear me out. Okay. In the movie that you watched, when... Ebenezer Scrooge is getting broken up with by Belle in the past. Does Belle sing a song?
I don't feel like she did.
I don't feel like she did, and my review said it too.
Exactly. So, in the original version, Belle sings a song about how it's called The Love Is Gone, or like Love Is Lost, or something like that. It is a heartbreaking song about how I don't love you anymore, Ebenezer Scrooge, and I'm leaving you on Christmas.
Oh my God.
And in the version that I watched, they cut that song. So it's just her saying, like, you did love me once, but that's it, and now we're done. And then it just cuts to Gonzo and Rizzo crying and Scrooge crying. And you're just like, how is this a breakup? You're just left confused. So I know what the original is. I'm not saying that it's my favorite song from the original movie. I definitely remember fast forwarding it as a child because it's like, I don't want to hear this. But they definitely cut it out of the versions that are on streaming now. I wonder if, like, just to make it shorter for kids.
Shorter for kids? Everything is so long.
I don't know. But it's not.
I saw that this was an hour and 25 minutes, and I was like, hot dog. Everything's 3 hours.
I know. But I think that I don't know why they cut the song, but they did.
Well, that's lame. That's a good point.
That was my low, because I feel like it does. I didn't like it, but it makes sense to the storyline. I mean, wouldn't you hate Christmas too if you got horribly broken up with on Christmas Day?
Yeah. That would suck. I'd get over it though, because I love Christmas. Sorry. I'd be like, this is where you are, and you made Christmas come here. So now you need to come down here. This is great audio podcasting material that I'm doing right now, so that Christmas can go back up here.
Exactly.
This is why we need to start doing video podcasting, because it's getting very difficult for me to not talk with my hands.
Can I tell you that this is a completely side note? On Christmas Eve, I couldn't find my mom in your house, and I was like looking around. I'm like, where the heck is my mom? And I wasn't even looking for her face. I was looking for her hands, because I knew that she would have been talking to someone and her hands would have been going. So I was just scanning the room looking for very animated hands, and I couldn't find them. I'm like, where the hell is she? I'm like, she's upstairs talking to Rosie 1,000%. And of course, that's where she was.
Yes. Yep. Rosie said she's invited back anytime.
My mom will be over every single day. Don't tempt her.
Well, I think we recruited your mother to play Scrabble.
Oh yes, she did. She did get recruited.
Because like, I said, like, Rosie loves to play Scrabble, but like, make no mistake, she will kick your ass.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Mom, do you know how they play Scrabble? And she's like, oh no, it sounds like fun. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was like, have you ever played Scrabble? And she's like, no, but I want to learn. I was like, you're going to learn by fire here. Because Rosie will lose the whole game. And then she'd be like, oh, look at that. A 7-letter word. I'm like, there goes my fucking lead.
I just remember, like, the only time I've ever played Scrabble with you guys, the multiple dictionaries that have come out, the... We're not letting you lose. It's not like we're gonna make you be competitive with us.
Yeah, Danielle's like not in, no, but it's
show me your letters and we'll show you a word that can be made.
Yeah, it starts to be a helpful game. I was thinking about getting her a dictionary specifically for 2-letter words.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. They make that for Scrabble now.
Of course they do.
It is what it is. Your mom is welcome anytime to...
She'll be over.
Did you have any lows?
I don't think so. I mean, I was kind of in and out a little bit during the movie, but...
Did you have any other favorite moments?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say this, and Danielle's going to get mad at me, maybe. I won't. But I didn't find the music as catchy as I wanted it to be.
Fair. Okay. Fair. It's also, I've been watching it for so many years that it's just like, I don't realize that it's actually the background noise in my head until it comes on. And it's like, oh, wow.
Background noise in your head is Muppets.
Anyway. So that's why I get stuck in my head.
So, and I guess I'm going to date myself now, is that when I used to watch The Muppet Show as a kid, it was like a variety show.
Yeah.
And there was lots of singing and dancing. And so I think I think I kind of mushed them together in my head and wanted it to be a little more catchy.
Do you think if the songs were, because at some points I felt like the singing was particularly short. You think if the songs were longer and like had a chance to kind of sink in? Because the song that you are singing right now is probably the longest song in the entire movie.
Yeah.
And it's again at the credits too.
Well, Ghost of Christmas Present does his version, and then Ebenezer comes in with his version at the end. Yeah. It could put, I do think, but also, I feel like they need to be short for the kids.
Yeah.
It is, at the end of the day, a kids movie, so it can't be like a long song. It can't be Taylor Swift's 10-minute version of All Too Well. They're not going to get it.
That's where you go. We went from here to outer space and back.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Do you have any more highs or lows?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. What did you eat? This is our snack break.
Oh, gosh. All right. So my apartment is filled with chocolates. a big bag of Christmas crack that I've been working my way through because your mother wouldn't let me leave without it, even though it is delicious.
We have so much of it here still.
I saw the trough that your mother made of that Christmas crack. It's a lot.
She's obsessed with making it now, just because I think it's so easy.
What does she put on it?
I have no idea. Okay. Crack.
Crack. Okay, I'll have
say
to.
Crack. Say crack again.
Crack. I'll have to ask her. But I did get Nick and I got a sampler of the Walker's butter cookies. Do you know what I'm talking about? So I have now made a conscious effort, like, okay, Danielle, do not eat 5 cookies a day. You need to limit yourself. So I'm down to 3 a day.
Like cigarettes.
It is so bad how much I love these cookies, but that is what I was eating while I was watching this. And it's like perfectly Christmassy. Like, they're shaped like Santas and stars and candy canes and Christmas trees. And so good.
Now, do you dunk those cookies?
No, I take a bite and I suck on them and get all the butter out of them. Ooh. Like a disgusting person. Yeah.
Well, it's not like you take it. It's not like once all the butter's out, you take the cookie out of your mouth.
No, but it's just.
That would be a disgusting person.
It's bad. No wonder why I have high cholesterol. I've been eating butter for all of my life.
It's fair. Butter is great.
Butter
smells great.
It's delicious.
Butter pairs well with other smells.
It is.
Like garlic and sugar.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to stop this.
Okay. Right, let's pump the brakes here and tell us what you ate while watching this.
Do you want to tell them what we ate? So we had Agave Maria's tacos.
Ooh.
And beer and Christmas beer.
And Christmas beer. That's a mix. What kind of tacos did you guys have?
The El Pastor.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is that place good?
Yes. Delivery is delivery. Yeah. But yeah, we should go.
Okay. I've been wanting to go. But
it's right down the street.
I know. I didn't know if the food was any good.
Yeah, no. I think the tacos are good.
You know, sometimes like places are just for the vibes and not the food.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see why you would think that. And I have not explored a lot of the menu.
Okay.
But they have like one salad on it and it's good.
Okay.
And these tacos are good. I have not explored much more of their brunch menu.
Okay. Okay. We'll go.
Because I choose not to. Because those tacos were so good when I got them. They're definitely better fresh. I mean, they weren't bad, right? But they're definitely better fresh. But
It's always a thing, like, you want to explore more of a menu, but then once you find the thing you like, you're like, I'm going to stick with it. Like, when Nick and I were in Mexico, we would go and eat at this, like, place in the resort, and I got shrimp and fish tacos the first day, and I'm like, I'm not going to deviate from what I found this, I like this, I'm going to keep with this. Stick with this.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, that's going to be good.
Exactly.
Right? And this is kind of how I feel. Was your resort all inclusive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could just send it back. But I always feel like if I only eat so many meals a day, and if I order this and it sucks, then I only have 2 other meals that look forward to. So those meals have to be like really fucking good. I think I just set myself up for disappointment.
You're literally like, you are taking your meals as homework assignments, and you need an overall grade for the day to be a certain grade. So if your lunch is down, you can't have
dinner's up.
Exactly. You gotta knock it out of the park with the other two. You can't end the day with a bad grade.
No. Sucks. Now I'm like, that's all I ate today. I'm not gonna eat anything else. You know what the problem is? I want to eat something else because it sucks. I think that's where this stems from.
Mm,
yeah. We're just going to dig deep into the roots of all of my problems on the Muppets episode today.
Of all the episodes.
Yeah. The background noise in your brain is going to solve my
You're doomed, Scrooge. You're doomed for all time. Yeah, that's what's just going on in the background of my brain.
God. Thank you.
Excuse me.
So our next section we have is expectation versus reality. Now, we've all seen this movie, so it's a little harder to do this. But a lot of times, Danielle and I will either look at a poster, a trailer, or go off of what somebody says and think about what we expect it to be versus what we, the reality of what we watched. But I don't...
I don't know how to answer this. What I can go off of is when I was handed the VHS as a small child and what I thought the movie was going to look like, but I really don't know what it... Like, I got this movie probably in 1992 or 1993. Like, I was so tiny, and I used to watch this every single year for Christmas.
I was so tiny.
I was so tiny!
I guess I wasn't expecting... Honestly, I watched this movie so long ago that I guess I wasn't expecting it to be, what I'm going to say is going to sound so stupid. I don't know if I want to say it.
Say it. Say it. Okay. Say it. Say it.
I just, like, we were like, we're in my head, I was like, we're watching A Muppet Christmas Carol. I don't really remember what it's about. Because in my head, I didn't compute that it's A Christmas Carol. But with Muppets, and I was like, oh, we're watching A Muppet Christmas. There were three of them. I couldn't remember which one was which. And so I guess that's, I wasn't expecting it to be what it was.
To be?
Because I forgot.
A Christmas Carol?
I think I've definitely seen all three of them. I've definitely seen a very Muppet Christmas in this one. And I guess I just mixed them in my brain.
What Christina is talking about is, before we started recording, she said, did you know that there are three of them? And I'm like, three of what? Three movies? There are three Muppets Christmas movies.
I forgot that we didn't record that information. Yes, there's 13 Muppet movies, three of which are Christmas movies.
Yeah. I have never seen any of the others. I've only seen this.
This is the only one that matters.
This is the apparently. Only one that matters in my mind. For Light the Lamp, Not the Rat exclusively.
And I'm here for the food. Did you have anything that you were expecting versus what you saw?
I liked Michael Caine in it more than I thought I would. Like, when I heard that he was Scrooge, I was kind of like, how's that going to work? But
it's also, like, weird to see him with dark hair now, because we just so know him as, like, white-haired Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point.
Because even, like... When I think of Michael Caine, the first thing that comes to my mind is Miss Congeniality. And, like, even in that movie. Number. Okay. Like the James Bond movie?
No, Austin Powers. Oh. He's the father.
Oh, he is, but he also has dark hair in that, but they put him in a wig, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then I think of Batman, because he's, what was his face?
Alfred.
Yeah. Thank you. I was thinking Jeeves.
I forgot that he was in Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of my favorite characters in Miss Congeniality. Also, Miss Congeniality, great movie.
I was just going to say that. Man, that is a good movie. You're right.
Should we do that as our oldie but goodie?
I was just going to suggest that.
I think we should.
It's done.
And it is written, Miss Congeniality will be our oldie but goodie.
Miss Njoisy.
Gracie Lou Freebush.
I really want to watch that movie now. Have you watched the sequel? This is how we get off the rails.
Yeah. I have, but I didn't like it as much as the first one.
Uh-huh. That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
About all the sequels all the time.
It's true.
Okay. Last section, IRL moment. So this is where we take whatever we saw, and if there was something that either relates to something that we've experienced,
okay,
we share it.
For example, when Scrooge first saw the Marley Brothers, and then he's like, ooh, I'm spooked. So he starts wandering around his house, like knocking things over and thinking that everything's a human and beating the crap out of his like dressing coat robes. Yeah, that's me anytime I'm home alone. I live in a 700 square foot apartment. I will check any nook and cranny that a human body could be. Like, I will check where my hot water heater is. I will check under my couch, under my bed, in my closet, which I don't know how a single person could try to fit into my closet with the amount of stuff in there, behind doors, check every crevice.
That's how I roll. I've definitely been in a situation where our little caroler, like, plows into people because he's so excited, and then he's like, sorry, and she runs away. I can't tell you how many times I've done that.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you been the little caroler?
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Just sprinting in one direction. Oh, sorry. And just running off. But also, I know a certain someone who has been in a similar situation with a certain surfboard.
Oh, my God. Wait, are we talking about...
a surfboard story.
Are you talking about the rabbit? The button to relate to the movie? The bunny, or are we talking about...
I'm saying that you relate to the bunny because you were walking around. Was it Hollister?
Yeah, it was Hollister during Christmas time. I want to say...
It's the season.
Let me give a year. Give a year. Give a year. 2008.
Eight?
Yeah, we'll say 2008, maybe 2007, around that time period.
Yeah.
And they used to have those surfboards just, you know, on... the corner. It was busy Christmas time. It was the main thoroughfare in Hollister, and it's dark and, you know, music's blaring and it smells really good in there. But I tried to make a quick turn through the Hollister to, like, get around the crowd. I knocked over a surfboard into the entire crowd of people. You would think that they would mount those surfboards onto the wall. I remember, like, grabbing it before it hit someone. Like, it just went boom. So yeah, similar vibe, and then I had to sorry, and then ran off.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought of. I thought of that moment when I watched that scene.
I can't believe you still remember that. That's so funny. Oh,
Danielle, I will never. I will tell my grandkids that story for as long as my lack of dementia lets me have that memory. I will not let it go.
I've just always been spazzy.
Always. Join the club.
Exactly.
Did you have anything?
I don't think I do, but I mean, the Muppets just remind me of being a kid. So it was like that, you know, like the joy of the Muppets. So that was sort of my, just being joyful around the holidays and things like that.
Yeah. I have another one. After Ebenezer, like, wakes up after his, like, bout with the Christmas yet to come, and he's running around. He's like, oh, I'm going to change. And he looks in the mirror and he goes, ah, ugh. And he. That I can relate to. Like, ah, ugh.
Every other morning, for sure.
Every other morning. Every time I wake up, I'm like, ugh, that's what my hair looks like right now.
That's what we're dealing with today. Oh, boy. I mean, we did it. Any other thoughts?
No. This is an excellent movie, and I love it, and I watch it every single year.
Well, the Queen of Christmas is well-deserved.
Ha-ha!
I will come back for my title next year.
I'm going to ride this high. Maybe next year we should actually make a crown.
We should, but yes, we can.
A Christmas crown.
We can have a Christmas crown. And then whenever we have a space for all of our podcasting stuff, the crown can be, like, nicely placed on a shelf.
There you go.
There it is. Okay. So we're going to now do Miss Congeniality next week. That's our oldie book. Every year we start out with an oldie but goodie. We will do one more holiday movie in January and one more holiday movie in February, because here we are festive till February.
February.
You got it.
I am, right? All right. It's like library. Library. February.
When people say library.
Library. February. Shut up, Christina. Sorry. Lord have mercy. We'll also start to move into Globe nominations. We'll get there. We'll do, like, a couple in January. We'll do them in February. The month after that.
Yeah.
And then the month after that.
Yeah.
Until the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And we're on Instagram and Twitter to check out our new schedule. And if you want to write in a review, we're at Hey It's Two Girls. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Classic Stina. Danielle's on Instagram at Danielle Kobianki. You can also email in a review. Miss Congeniality is next week, so everybody is welcome to do that at twogirlswatchtv@gmail.com, and two is spelled out T-W-O.
All right, everyone.
And channels Two Girls Drink Beer.
All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekends, and we'll catch you next week.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy birthday. I don't know why I said it like Frosty. Birthday. Oh, man.
The snowman's from Boston. I mean, not Boston, Brooklyn. I don't know what to tell you.
Go figure. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.